One of my favorite sitcoms in past years was Frasier. Do you remember it? It's a spin-off of the other sitcom, Cheers. And it follows the psychiatrist, Dr. Frasier Crane, who moves back to Seattle and begins his own talk show on a radio. And he begins his shows always by saying, "Hello, Seattle, I am listening." I love that show, by the way, because people call in with real or imaginary psychological problems, and it's really funny. But I was always surprised by how smart and witty and catchy this line is. "I am listening." That's exactly what his audience wanted to hear, that someone is willing to listen. It implies that there is a need out there, that people are looking for someone willing and able to listen. You see, this is a real problem in our society. We have multiplied the means of communication, and yet somehow there is a problem, a crisis of communication. We are not able to talk to each other, to listen to each other. Eduardo Galeano, he's a Latin American writer, he says the world today is becoming deaf. Rightly so. Not because, you know, we don't talk anymore, it's because we don't listen anymore. And people complain, "My husband doesn't listen to me, my kids don't listen to me, nobody listens to me anymore." We want to be heard. And you know, this is so fundamental to who we are as human beings. We become human beings exactly when, as a child, we realize that our mother is listening to us. She's paying attention to me. I am someone worth listening to. We enter into a relationship with her and with people around us, not by looking. If I look at you, I still don't have a communication, a relationship with you. It's by hearing that we establish relationships. And how sad it is that we are not able to listen anymore. We talk too much. There's too much noise. Noise pollution, by the way, is creating very serious health, mental health and physical health problems. I actually read a statistics just a couple of days ago by the Hear the World Foundation that says that exposure to noise pollution has not only resulted in gradual hearing loss, but also in stress, aggression, and insomnia in 73% of those who were surveyed. So we talk a lot, there's a lot of noise, but we don't listen, and nobody listens to us. This is fundamental not only for our humanity, it's fundamental also for our relationship with divinity. I think that the single most important word in the whole of the Old Testament is the word listen. For a devout Jew, all throughout the centuries until today, there's no verse more important than Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. "Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad." Listen, Israel. The Lord is your God. The Lord is God alone. Listen, Israel. And in the New Testament, Paul, in the letter to the Romans, says, faith comes from listening. Fides ex auditu. Faith comes from listening. So if we have a problem, a crisis of listening, this is a serious problem, not only for our relationships between us, among us, but also with God, our relationship with God. And we're not listening. Let me share with you a little story about two friends. It was high noon downtown, one of our large cities, the usual street noise, the cars, the people scurrying to lunch, auto horns honking, brakes screeching, a siren wailing. They were walking, and one of them was a city dweller, the other was a friend visiting from the farms. And suddenly the farmer stopped and said to his friend, "Listen, I hear a cricket." The other man answered, "Are you kidding? Even if there were a cricket around here, which is very unlikely, you would never be able to hear it over all this noise." The farmer remained silent and quiet for a few moments, and then he walked several paces to the corner where a bush was growing in a large cement planter. He turned over a few leaves, and he found the cricket. His friend was flabbergasted. He said, "What great ears you have." But the farmer said, "No, your ears are just as good as mine. It's just a matter of what you've been conditioned to hear." And he said, "I'll prove it to you." He took out a fistful of coins, dropped them to the ground. The whole block turned to watch where the noise was coming from. He said, "You see, you hear what you want to hear. It's just a matter of what you are listening for." So listening is important. Am I listening? What am I listening for? What are you listening for? The problem, again, is not that there is lack of talking. The problem is that we are unable to listen. And even with God, sometimes we are unable to listen. The beautiful story of Samuel's vocation, today's first reading. He was in the temple. He had been conceived miraculously by his sterile mother, Anna, and he had been given to the service of the Lord since a tender age. Very strange, almost cruel story. Child separated from his parents to serve the Lord. But there he was in the temple. And God was calling him, but he did not recognize the voice of the Lord. Until finally, Eli told him, "When he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" When we go to church, when we pray, usually we do the opposite. We say, "Listen, Lord, your servant is speaking," isn't it? And we talk a lot to the Lord, but we rarely pause to allow God to talk to us. I know it's difficult to hear the word of the Lord, the voice of God. It requires really capacity to tune in, almost a spiritual intuition, letting down your guards, trusting. But most of all, it requires that we are not self-centered, that we don't think that, I know what I want. My life is about me, about my projects, my ideals. No, my life is about God's purpose. I need to hear from Him what my purpose is going to be. I need to discern God's will and be ready to do it. This is what we were singing in the responsorial psalm. "Here I come, Lord, to do your will." This is the secret, the biblical principle of all great people in the Bible and throughout the centuries. Those who put aside their own plans and projects and desires and whims and decided instead to discover, to listen to God's purpose and to do it. That's what Mary did. "Let it be done to me according to your word." Joseph had to put aside his plans for a normal family. Moses, Abraham, the very Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, "Not my will, but yours be done." Doing God's will, listening to what God wants from me, that's the purpose of our listening. Knowing, discovering what God wants for me. The opposite is what we preach, what society preaches to us every day. Do it your way. Find your own path. You don't have to follow anyone. You are the master of your life. Paul, in today's second reading, says we do not belong to ourselves. Our life is a gift, and we will find joy in the measure that we find our purpose, not the purpose that we have established for ourselves, but God's purpose for us. In the gospel, John the Baptist recognizes Jesus as the Messiah, and he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." How strange. How strange. Lambs were being sacrificed every day in the Jerusalem temple. And a Passover, a pure, unblemished lamb, also would be sacrificed and consumed to remember the beginning of Israel's liberation from slavery and the covenant between Yahweh and his people. John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb of God." Jesus is the new covenant. In his sacrifice, the covenant between God and his people will be sealed. He said it. Who paid attention? Who listened? Two of his disciples. One was Andrew, the other we don't know. Probably John, because John remembers, John writes down in his gospel, it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Only someone who was there would know this apparently insignificant detail. But it's not if you have experienced a great moment of grace. So John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb of God," and two of his disciples heard it. They got it. They were listening. And so they begin to follow Jesus, who once again turns around and asks them, "What are you looking for?" Such an important question. What are you looking for? What is it that you're truly looking for? They didn't know. They could not answer that question. And so they answered with another question, "Lord, where do you live?" But they got it right, because they understand that they need to be with Jesus. That's the only important point, to be with him, to stay with him. And they went and they stayed with him that day, and it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, a moment in time that changed their lives. It all started because they heard, they paid attention, they listened to what John the Baptist was saying. Faith is always a personal encounter with Jesus. He's always staying with him, spending time with him, listening to him. But to do that, we need to be willing to put aside our own projects, our own whims and desires, and instead desire only to do what he wants, what his purpose for us is. "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will." "Speak, Lord. I am listening. Tell me what I need to do. Tell me what you expect from me." If we have this open ear, if we're able to listen, listen to each other and listen to God, we will discover what God's purpose for us is. And only then, we will truly be happy. We could pursue our own whims all our life and in the end up empty. Only listening to God, only desiring his purpose for us will give us true joy, true fulfillment, true realization. Jesus said, only if you are willing to lose your life, you will find it. Only if you are willing to set aside your own projects and instead discover God's purpose for you, you will find yourself. So today, ask yourself, what are you looking for? Are you listening?